All right, let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present yesterday, Rich.
All right, miscellaneous accounts payable, payroll claims, which always happens.
Yep, we reviewed all those claims and payroll. It was payroll time this month. Yes, sir.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened. You had a public hearing, conditional use permit for Hague Land and Cattle Large Feedlot operation.
Yeah. Yesterday we actually had three public hearings. Like you'd mentioned, this is for Hague Land. The first one at 9:30 was for Hague Land and Cattle. Basically, this had gone to the Planning and Zoning Commission initially for a vote, they. In regards to this permit, all the comprehensive plan and the zoning regulations were all met, and so it was approved unanimously by the zoning board. Mm-hmm. So it was brought to the commissioners for approval. We voted to approve that conditional use permit and approved resolution number 1509, book 24, page 16. For that conditional use permit. And then we had a second public hearing at 9:45 for Ulrich and Brown LTD large feedlot operation waste storage facility holding ponds. This again was also reviewed by the zoning board and approved unanimously. And so as the board of commissioners also approved that conditional use permit. It was resolution number 1510, book 24, page 17. And then we had a third public hearing yesterday at 10 o'clock for a conditional use permit for Ruggles Farms, Inc., its large feedlot operation and waste storage facility expansion. And again, this was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Committee. They approved it, and so the Board of Commissioners also approved that for a conditional use permit. Number 1511, book 24, page 18, Rich. So we had three public hearings yesterday, all the conditional use permits were approved by the Board of Commissioners. And so there's going to be some extra feedlot and extra cattle in the county for sure.
Can you tell us where's it going to be held at?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hague Land and Cattle is basically north of Lebanon. The conditional use permit for Ulrich and Brown is just right up here north of town by the dairies. It's essentially what it is. It's going to be just an extra holding pond for manure and so forth for fertilizer that'll be pumped onto an ag field. And then the Ruggles Farms, Inc. is located up here northeast of like the old Weathercraft out here north of the rest area. So that's where those facilities are located, Rich. Just in layman's terms, I could give you the range to, section town, but just so people understand where that's at.
And they're all separate.
They are separate.
They're not connected.
They're not connected. No, okay. These are three separate projects.
Gotcha.
Yes, Rich.
Wow. Who would you think on they have three separate feedlot public hearings?
Yeah, right. They've been in the works, and then they just kind of got consolidated, and so yeah. So it was made for a little bit longer meeting yesterday with those three. You bet.
You had a visit from Charlie McPherson, Amanda Engel over at from the MEDC on the quarterly update.
Both Charlie and Amanda stopped in, and they're busy bees over there. A lot of projects going on and a lot of good things happening. We discussed the business park and some of the progress that's going on down there. If you drove down there, there's a large crane, and they're constructing up there, and the streets are getting built, and the water utilities are getting hooked up. So there's a lot going on out of business park. We also discussed Parkview duplex units. These are up on what's known as the reservation here in town, north of the Peace Lutheran Church. There's three duplexes and six units. They're obviously ground broke on those, and they're starting the construction on those on that project. And then we also discussed North Point. Off of Q Street here, new streets are going in, and so lots of projects going on. Sounds like they're real busy down there. You bet.
That's good. That's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Open informal backhoe bids.
Yeah. We're looking. So currently in the county, we have one backhoe, and it's in pretty tough shape. And the three road districts share that backhoe. And so we're looking for to replace that, the one that's a little wore down. Commissioner Dean, he was out in search of looking for some of these bids on used backhoes. the one that probably stood out the most was the 2017 Cat from Nebraska Machine in North Platte, and it's got about 1,800 hours on it, and it also has a one-year warranty with it. And so yesterday we voted to basically purchase that machine contingent upon inspection. So we're going to have Commissioner Fritchie go and take a look at it and make sure that everything's in good working order, and the purchase price on that is $90,000, and we're going to use ARPA funds for that machine, Rich.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff Kevin Darling there, arrest mitigation in jail?
Yeah, Kevin stopped up, and when the jail was built roughly 10 years ago, a company was subcontracted to install there was basically like pods or drop-in shower units and so forth, and what was told to us that was stainless steel, we're finding out apparently was not, or at least it was stainless steel coated, because there's some really bad rust issues around faucets and that sort of thing, and there's spots where it's bubbling through the walls, and so the jail inspection, their jail inspection from the state is coming up here on March 5th, and so we're concerned that with jail standards that might be something that hopefully doesn't shut the jail down. So we were just made aware of this issue. And so basically as a board, we voted to have Kevin. Kevin's making lots of phone calls trying to find somebody to mitigate this. At this point, we're thinking maybe sandblasting the walls and then having rust inhibitor painted on the walls and so forth. But we're still kind of in limbo trying to figure out what the best option is for this. Obviously, it's going to be a process that is going to be quite inconvenient because you're going to have to move the prisoners out of that facility into others. And so they've been looking into other options as far as housing. And then the question comes in, what do we do with the employees? Now, obviously, the employees, you know, they'll need to transfer inmates back and forth for court and so forth. And then also if there's a new inmate intake, then they'll have to be there for that. But yeah, it's not something you really want to deal with after just 10 years of construction, having an issue like this. And unfortunately, the company, the subcontractor that was involved with installing those pods or constructing them, is actually out of business now, Rich. So maybe there's a reason. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, so we have that to deal with now, and we'll get it taken care of one way or another. So.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there as well.
Yes, sir. We approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting and Board of Equalization meetings. We also approved miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $378,250.66. We authorized chairman's signature on an oversized load permit for Star House Moving. This, again, took place southeast of McCook. So we approved that. Then we also reappointed Kevin Potthoff to the Health Board, term to expire January 31st of 2027. Yes, sir. That was the five items on the consent agenda there. And then we had some correspondence, Rich, from NDOT notices of road construction, Red Willow County, the first project. We don't have really a timeline on these two projects. There's two of them in the McCook area. One is from the city limits of McCook going south on the Highway 83 for 6.9 miles, and that looks to be like a total resurface of that portion of the highway. Again, there's not a timeline on it, but just kind of an FYI to us on that these projects are going to happen. And then north of McCook, they are redoing the Red Willow Creek Bridge there, just right up by the county line between Frontier and Red Willow County. So we had that correspondence, Rich, and then we had two reports yesterday. One from NIRMA is the annual report, not specific to Red Willow County, but NIRMA as a whole, just information only pretty much. And then we also reviewed the sheriff's monthly revenue report as well. And so we reviewed both those reports, and yeah.
So you had a lot on your plate yesterday.
A lot on our plate, and that kind of comes when you have meetings on the second and fourth Mondays of the month instead of every Monday. Then obviously you get a little longer agendas when you have a little time in between. But it's working out just fine. So you bet.
Next meeting will be held on
March 11th.
March 11th.
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right.
Yes, sir.
Again, the folks can sit in on the county commissioners meeting. If you'd like to come and sit in and see how it works, feel free to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're, you know, more than welcome. People come up. We'd appreciate it. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, reach out to your commissioners. Reach out to one of us. We'd be glad to hear from you. You bet.